puts her arm around you and whispers, I've been there. I know what you're going through. But look up. Look up. He's therefore been lifted up. My friend, I want to say this. I want to draw strength from those around me. Because as the old songwriter said, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. Amen. If he's relieved them, if he's rescued them, if he's supplied that need, if he's moved in a particular fashion that man deemed an impossibility, hey, good news, he's no respecter of person. He'll do it for you. He'll help you. He can do it in your life. Amen. He can do it in your life. Draw from those that have exalted him. I won't ever forget. I don't know why this thought just came to my mind. Y'all messing me up. I'm not going to get this next one tonight. But listen. It's also amazing, is it not, that in the midst of our trouble, it's everything. It consumes our thought, keeps you awake at night, don't let you eat, you can't sit down, you can't talk, you can't do anything because it's immediately there and you immediately think about it. But once that thing is resolved and you move down the road somewhere and you look back at it, you can't remember the details. Amen? And I tell this story somewhat embarrassingly, Brother Daniel, because I was in southern Mississippi for a camp meeting that I preach in every year, have for, oh mercy, probably 16 years, 17 years. And it was just at a very low time. I don't remember what was going on in the ministry, but just ministerially, it was just a very low, low time. That church, like this church, has three sections of pews. And Melissa and I were seated in the center section about a third of the way back on this side. It was one of those nights when, as we say down here in the South, it got on. Yeah. I mean, it's on. They shouted, I honest before the Lord. They used to officially start at 7, they'd start singing at 6. They started shouting at 10 after 6. Amen. And I don't think nobody had preached. I don't remember anybody preaching that night. I don't remember any of that. I just remember it was probably getting to be about 8:30 and they're still shouting. Amen. And that's all right. That's what camp meeting's for. That's what it's for. We rejoice in the Lord. Only problem was that night I had some buildings around me that was a lot bigger than me. Oh, they wasn't bigger than him, but they was a lot bigger than me. Whatever those circumstances was, it crushed the life out of me. I was sitting right about there, and I couldn't have shouted if my life depended on it. I'll be honest, I couldn't even fathom what they were shouting about. You ever been there? Amen. Isaiah was. Amen. Isaiah was. I was sitting there in that pew. Folks was a running and a shouting and a carrying on, testifying and singing. And man, they was having themselves a grand old time. And about that time, and I suspect Brother Daniel, you'll know him, but an old preacher from Valley, Alabama, by the name of Ronnie Trenton. Old Brother Ronnie came up. He was sitting over in this section, back toward the back's where he usually sat. And he just got up out of his seat, and I didn't see him get up, but he got up out of his seat, and he made his way across the back of the church, and he came down. And wherever I was sitting back there on this side, I was sitting on that outside edge. He tapped me on the shoulder, and when I looked around, he got down on both knees. He reached over and got my hand. He said, yeah, son, this thing's the Lord's anyway.
Amen.
That's all he said. An old cowboy preacher, he could have given me more words of wisdom if he'd have chose to, probably. That's all he said. Amen. This is the Lord's. This ministry is the Lord's. You'll have to give it to him.
Yeah.
He gave me a hug and got up and left, and the tears began to flow. That blockage was removed. And to be honest, Melissa and I both hit that altar and we prayed. But I got my help before I ever got to the altar. That don't make sense to some of you, I know. But the help had already come. The turn had already taken place. Somebody had lifted him up and said, get your eyes off your circumstance. Get your eyes off of the things around you. Get your eyes off of what's going wrong. Look up. He's still on the throne. Look up. He's still God. Look up. His arm's not too short that he cannot save. He didn't eat Rolaids this afternoon. He's not rocking in a rocking chair. He don't have eyeglasses with bifocals. He's not got a long beard waiting on somebody to come by and take him from the nursing home. He's God. And besides him, there is not else. He's seated upon a throne. He's in charge. He's in control. He knows what's best. He knows tomorrow while it's still today. Just give to God. That's what makes a difference. Let's stand their feet. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Oh, my soul. I want to preach on that train a little while. I didn't get there. That's okay. I'm not worried about that. Because the reality is, until you get to his throne, you won't see his glory. Preacher, I want revival. I need something to pick me up. I need some help. I need something to infuse me. Good. Kill off some kings. Clean out some barrels. Fill them up with some water. That's the word. And pour them out before him in praise and thanksgiving and trusting. Commit yourself afresh to him and let God be God in your life. Since I don't know what you're going through, to my preacher friend or my pastor or brother, I'll slip up beside you spiritually speaking and whisper in your ear tonight, God's got this. For the family that's having problems and difficulties, I'm going to whisper in your ear and say, God's got this. For the one that's facing some physical problems, God's got this. For the young person that's mulling over some decision that you just can't seem to get direction on, he's got this. I want to lift him up. And I want to tell you, he's big enough to do it right. These altars should feel tonight as our brother Daniel sings for us. They ought to feel with folks saying, Lord, would you just be God? Would you push back the curtains a little bit and let me see you? Hide not thy countenance from us. Folks are moving. Brother Daniel's singing, altars are open. Why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come?
Life is easy.
Oh, my soul.
When you're up on the mountain. Oh, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known.
Some have already come. Would you come tonight?
Things change and you're down in
there's the room for you. Clear you off a place. Do business with the king.
Don't lose faith.
He's liable to show you his glory and shake some doorposts.
You're never alone. For the God on mountain,
he's still God.
He's still God in the valley.
Why don't you come tonight? Whatever that need is, bring it to him.
Go wrong,
bring it to him.
He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, he's still God in the bad times.
That's good, brother. Come on.
Yes, the God of the day.
Let's talk it over with the Lord. He's still God. Hey, did I tell you he's still God? The Bible talks about, because I won't get this.
Talk,
you know, it talks about when he bares his arm. That means he rolls up his
arm.
He rolls up his sleeve
to go to work.
He'll bear his arm. Hallelujah. God
God wants to move on your behalf.
That talk, it comes so easy.
God wants to move. Come on now. When folks are praying, doing business to God.
Its
bring it to the master.
But it's down there in the valley.